Bethel could see its first liquor store in four decades if the Bethel Native Corporation goes ahead with plans to open a package store and it clears regulatory hurdles. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
BNC President and CEO Anna Hoffman said via email that a wholly owned subsidiary, Bethel Spirits LLC, is in the process of applying for a license to put a packaged liquor store in a portion of the Kibusevic facility. That's the location vacated last week by the Swanson's grocery store. The application, anticipated to be submitted in April, would go to the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, the organization that oversees liquor licenses. The city government has a critical role in that it can protest applications and, if certain criteria are met, can stop the board from issuing a license. Bethel Mayor Rick Robb has been public about his support for legal sales of alcohol locally.
You can regulate it. We can raise revenue. We can reduce harm because you don't sell to children. You don't sell to those under 21. We can regulate who we sell it to, as in people that have restrictions on them based by court, probation, bail hearings, things like that.
Bethel has a long history of attempts to change alcohol laws over the past 40 years and had bars and a liquor store prior to the early 1970s. Most recently, in 2009, Bethel voters, by a tally of 615 to 523, removed the local option law that prohibited the sale of alcohol and set limits on importation. In the next year, citizens in an advisory vote rejected five types of liquor sales. The city council then protested all of the liquor license applications filed by businesses, leading the ABC board to reject them all. Residents can currently bring alcohol home from Anchorage and have it delivered by air carriers. Mayor Robb is not sure yet what form the council discussions will take and whether there will be special hearings or meetings. He says he's also not sure about the need for any sort of advisory vote from the public.
We haven't talked about liquor issues in a long time, but they tend to be very emotional. There's a lot of strong feelings. People have very strong feelings. There's a lot of good arguments to support legal sales. There's a lot of good arguments to oppose sales. And there's a lot of people have very entrenched feelings. So I think that we're going to have some very lively debate in the coming months.
Part of that debate will be Susan Murphy, chair of the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board. She fears that students would suffer if parents spend money on liquor instead of food and clothes for their kids.
I plan to speak to the council. I plan to write to the council. I plan to ask my school board to put in a letter of protest to the council. Now, they might not do it, but I'm going to ask them to.
Bethel is the transportation and services hub for dozens of villages that have completely outlawed alcohol in their communities. The Delta struggles with alcohol-related crimes and death well above the state average, with disproportionate impacts on the majority Alaska Native population. And Murphy argues that allowing liquor sales in Bethel would cost the cash-strapped state in the form of increased law enforcement and social services.
We're looking at cuts in the education budget. Public radio's looking at cuts in their budget. Senior citizens are looking at cuts in their budget. It's a ridiculous time to bring up the fact that we should put a liquor store in Bethel. There isn't enough money, number one.
But the city of Bethel is also looking at decreased state revenues, and the prospect of sales tax from a liquor store may change the conversation in council discussions, which has three new members. Bethel Spirits LLC has published a notice in the Delta Discovery newspaper about its intent to apply for a package store license as required by law. Filings with the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development show that the company incorporated earlier this month. The Bethel Native Corporation built the $20 million Kibusevic facility with retail space and a movie theater, which opened last summer. Swanson's, part of Anchorage-based Omni Enterprises, vacated the retail space this past Friday. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.